You know, let me go ahead and get into this right here. I guess word got out that I don't know anything about Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super or Dragon Nuts or whatever. I don't know nothing about this, man. That's not to say that I'm looking down on it, but people have been saying, you know, they got this, Corey, all right, look, you know, you got to give one thing a chance. You know, they got Dragon Ball Super coming out, Broly. And then they say, we think Broly will help you understand everything. He'll make things so clear. And I didn't know it was a movie that was coming out, because apparently
come on, dude.
A theatrical
release. This is how we know you don't know anime, dude. I mean, this shit was on my radar since it was announced back in March last year.
But yeah. Listen, yeah. You know, and that's now they in fucking anime nerd church. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Positivity.
You tell him, Robert. Yeah, shut the fuck up. You know, y'all. Because I've never talked down on Dragon Ball except about an hour ago. But, you know, I've never talked down on it. I just said, you know, and this even came out about 35 years ago. I guess I was like 12 at the time. And I ain't trying to hide that I was some kind of nerd. I was watching all kind of anime at the time. You know, Robotech and all kind of stuff like that. So I'm not trying to, I ain't trying to act like I was above it. For some reason, I just never caught on to Dragon Ball.
For some reason.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. Normally, it's something that I thought I should be into. I should like. Don't know what happened. But everybody says this movie's going to change your mind, though. And let's go ahead and watch the trailer for this. And then I have Robert here because he's a huge...
DJ Miles.
He's a huge...
Wait. Which name are we calling?
We'll go with Miles.
Yeah, okay. Go with Miles.
Right. Robert. No, we'll go with Miles.
Yeah, there you go.
DJ Miles over here, he knows everything about it. Like I said, held me hostage one day and sat me down for an hour talking about this shit. Let's go ahead and watch the trailer to Dragon Ball Super Broly. And then I'll be back with the novice review. And then we have the expert right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way of doing this.
I like
yes, sir.
That.
It's about time I got a chance to fight. Myself to put effort into a fight.
We've had our fair share of enemies, trust me. But I don't think that you're one of them.
I can't believe how incredible Broly is.
Have you ever seen a Saiyan like this before?
Damn it, he's learning as he fights.
Shit! There's the money shot!
Woo! Sit
shit,
down.
Boy! Ooh! God damn, this shit gets me so fucking hype!
Okay, woo! Put your dick back in your pants.
Let me wrap it around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So one of y'all.
Let me give it from the novice perspective right here. And because a lot of people think I'm coming in here to just talk trash. Let me describe the situation for me, because I know you're gonna go deep on this. So let me explain from the newbie's perspective. So I see this at 10 in the morning. Now I go to these 10 o'clock screenings all the time, and the theater's just empty. Like even fans of something, even good movies ain't got people in there. I went in there, a few kids, but ain't nothing but grown ass man in here and some girls watching this movie. 10 a.m. And I figure, all right, this movie has its fans. They're hardcore about this. I'm in their element. Let me sit down and pay attention and see what's going on with this, and also observe the crowd and see how they react. And when it started, I got sucked into it. Because for one, now you can correct me if I'm wrong right here in certain parts, but so you got this planet full of people called Saiyans. They're the ones with the tails, right?
Correct.
And yeah. What's this? Frozone? What is it? What is it? Firenze?
Frieza?
Frieza. Okay. Frieza. So Frieza comes down with his daddy. Yeah. And let me see if I can find a picture of you of Frieza.
Yeah, there we go.
And this is Frieza, right? Frieza comes down on this planet of these creatures called Saiyans with the tails. And daddy gets out the spaceship and he's like, "What's up, monkeys?" I was like, "That's some racist shit right there." So yeah. I'm already into it. And I'm thinking, those are assholes, man. And they're talking, they even treating them like slaves. They're like, "Yeah, you're gonna do what we say, so you know you're not gonna sell you these weapons and equipment that we have for you." Come down there killing people. And then I'm like, wow, a bunch of dicks, man. And then later I found out that the Saiyans themselves are a bunch of assholes. They go to all kind of planets and they say straight up, they're like, "Look, you know, we need these tools and these weapons because, well, how else can we go to other planets and kill everybody and take over and sell these planets to other people?" And I thought, now that's kind of cool. I got no real heroes to root for. Uh-huh. Everyone is an asshole here.
Okay.
I thought that is badass right there. And you can't, and it even gets worse. They become even bigger assholes. It is so cool that they try to, like they make you think you're going in to watch a kid's cartoon. And they do some of the most down and dirty shit in this. They will kill people in a moment in this. Cold-blooded. I don't even want to say, but if there's a solution to something that involves death, they'll do it. In a minute. They say, "Hey, you know, well, we can't feed everybody around here." Blam! If you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, this is kind of cool, man, how these characters are just cold-blooded. Most of them are killers. They're ruthless. And then they got into this scene where, now this is where it gets derivative, but I'm okay with it. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Turns out the Saiyans, they're very powerful beings. And the king over there is raising one to be the most powerful, his son. They raise him in tubes. And then this other guy comes in. He's like, "Yeah, but you know, my son's a little more powerful." And that king's like, "Well, you better get that motherfucker out of here." And turns out that he puts him in a rocket and sends him off Superman style.
Uh-huh.
Off to another. Now, I got this right?
More or less, yeah.
Or do I have the characters? I mean,
no, you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one kid, they send him off to another planet. This baby, he said, "I'm going to send this baby off to this planet that's full of things that will kill him at some point. And if they don't, well, fuck him anyway. He's not here."
Okay.
And then you go to another character, and that's when the planet's about to be destroyed. What's his name? Frieza, whatever?
Yeah. So Frieza ends up destroying planet Vegeta. And I know how stupid that sounds. Planet Vegeta is the planet where the Saiyans are from.
Okay. Yeah, he comes in. I know. I was like,
I'll acknowledge as stupid as we get along.
I was like, don't be childish.
It feels like you mispronounced fajita.
Yeah. and when they're about to destroy this planet, there's another Saiyan who's like, "Hey, we got to send this one off to Earth. He'll be able to live. He'll be strong. We can't go away because we can't leave the planet. They'll just track us down and kill us anyway." What you have here is a combination of Star Wars and Superman. And I'm like, okay, you know what? For somebody who's new to this, I'm following this. I got it. This is cool. And you going to Earth? Shit, I'm from Earth. I know
Earth.
I know. Now you talking my language. Now you in my territory. I mean, if I'm following this shit on another planet, surely I can like follow this on Earth. But when they get to Earth, this movie, I might as well drink a glass full of acid, man. This movie lost its fucking mind. I did not have a clue what was going on. When they got to Earth, wasn't the Earth I was from. I'm thinking they're gonna land in the suburb somewhere, and this Sam was gonna land on a farm, and you know,
field in Kansas.
Yeah, yeah, and they're gonna raise his ass up. Turns out he landed on a planet of super people, and I'm like, what the fuck am I? Where am I? Like they land down there, and there's this that's like a purple cat man, and I'm like,
that's Bast, the Egyptian god.
No, that's Beerus. Yeah, I think that's what Beerus. They told me right before Beerus, right before the show. I don't know what's going on, And out of all of this, like, okay, I people around me are just cheering and laughing. and having the best time. And there are moments like I have no clue what they're cheering for. I'm completely lost.
So it's like when I went to see a hockey game.
No, no, it's like if you saw a hockey game and you on LSD, it's and the mascot never left the court. Who am I to say anything when everybody in here is getting it and they're enjoying themselves, and they're in on it, and there are moments where I thought, okay, you know what, I'm picking it up here and there. There are characters that I recognize.
Goku and Vegeta.
And that's Broly behind him as a grown man.
Correct.
I recognize those characters. This character of Broly that the movie's named after. It's kind of a cool character. His whole thing is that like he's just a big brute that they got to keep him from destroying shit. It's funny because his father treats him like shit. His father's constantly shocking his ass, and he's like, if I don't do that, he might kill everything. And I'm like, you know what? I don't get all of this, but there's intriguing characters in here. There's there's some violence I didn't expect, but I still didn't get it, man. I still didn't understand. But fortunately, this is where the movie manages to kind of meet people halfway. And this is one thing I learned about Dragon Ball. If you don't understand it, if you don't get it, all you got to do is just give it about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
20 minutes for a movie. You just give it about 30 minutes. You know, maybe, you know, this movie's an hour and a half. You get about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, and the story don't even matter no more. These characters are just starting beating the shit out of each other. That's like, you know, it's just one fight scene after another. It's just one. They are beating the fuck out of each other for a full 30 minutes in here, man. And I got to say, the fight scenes are cool. It's well animated. I mean, look, if I don't know what's happening, y'all dropped the story real quick. And just got right down to the action. And they treat each other like rag dolls. They just pick each other up and just smash each other to the ground. And the funny thing is, like, why are y'all even fighting? Because neither one of y'all are getting, you know, nobody's getting cut. Nobody's getting bruised. Nobody's out of breath.
Oh, so there's no stakes.
Well, people understand the story, maybe. Yeah. Then when it's all done, it's just kind of like it's a movie. And they really stop it to say, stay tuned next episode. It was almost treated like a TV show. But people walked out of there. I saw two grown ass black dudes like, yo man, now you see what I think is gonna happen in the next one, if I'm right, you know. And I was like, okay.
I'm sure I was in the background with them, and I'm like, listen, so what I really think is gonna happen is blah 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 blah. So here's the thing, and here's the cliff notes. The best way to describe it is, listen, if you don't know the anime, and this is the hard part, it's like someone walking or watching the Avengers Infinity War for the first time. I mean, I think that's Spider-Man. I think that's Iron Man. I don't understand this reference. I don't know what's going on. So that's how you have to take it, unfortunately. I mean, if you don't know the anime, you're going to get lost. It's as easy as that. What they do a good job is that first third of the movie, they do enough, you know, even for Corey and for people who don't really watch the anime, kind of give you the cliff notes of it.
Okay.
Right? Where they're like, okay, this is the same planet.
It was a good setup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would say that's the problems, that they suck me in, and then, you know, and then they just, it was almost like I got it. And then they say, now here's the rest of the story. And they took a big-ass book and just dropped it on my head.
because as soon as you see Goku's father, Bardock, that's like, hey, Goku, go to Earth and, you know, protect them, right? They pretty much do a montage of, here's what happens in 20 years, which is the entire history of Dragon Ball Z. So now when you fast forward to here we are 41 years later, yes, you know Goku, you know Vegeta, and you know all these other people. If you follow the anime, like, that's the thing. So what got people really excited about this movie is that it now pretty much verbatim continues on with the ending of Dragon Ball Super, which ended earlier in 2018.
See, that means nothing to me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, yeah.
That's why I want you to explain it.
For sure.
Because you know what it reminds me of another anime that I saw. They used to have these Pokemon movies that would come out back in the day, and I never played Pokemon, and I saw every Pokemon movie, and I never understood what the hell was happening. Mm-hmm. But I never walked out mad. Mm-hmm. And I even think that this does a good job at, like, hey, look, let's just say a friend of yours, you know, dragged you into this, or it comes on television. hour and a half, it moves fast enough to where it's you know, you don't have to dwell on a lot of story.
For sure.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what version of Earth that is. There were moments where I didn't even know all of a sudden characters just came out of nowhere. Like this green character right here.
Yeah.
Don't know where she came from. And I was paying attention.
No, she was new. She was in the movie. This is the first time we saw her. Yeah.
Okay. It's not a bad experience. It's like doing legal drugs, you know. It's like I was having a trip, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it helps that it's fast paced. With anime, there are things in anime that it's just a cultural thing that mm-hmm. doesn't translate too well all the time, and it's in these characters they. You know, it's the overdramatic monologue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like the scene where his son gets sent away. It was not like, you got rid of my son? I'm going to save him. It's like, you got rid of my son? He's the most powerful one in this universe, and I will have my revenge! And people are like, calm your ass down, man. If you stop yelling, you can catch him. They always got those veins coming out of their necks and their heads, and it was like you know, that's one of the things with a lot of anime, and maybe that's why I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z, because that's just a preference, man.
For sure,
it's not. You know, and I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, a lot of people raised with that. And that's
Cool. I mean, here's the thing, and this is where, you know, I tied Corey to his house an hour and just schooled him on Dragon Ball Z. Like Dragon Ball made revolution. It is like the godfather of animes for the West. Like Dragon Ball made anime a thing in America, verbatim.
I mean you
have the more older ones, but it wasn't until Toonami and Cartoon Network started doing their Saturday morning, you know, or Saturday morning, their Saturday block, right, from 4 to 6,
right,
where you have the Sailor Moons and the Dragon Ball Z, and that's how it started pretty much becoming more popular.
I can argue that in saying that things like Gigantor, Robotech, Speed Racer, Battle of the Planets, those created the artists that started to like mimic that, and then because I know some people who grew up and put in the mainstream before that.
For sure, and that's a argument for a different day.
Before this generation to make it so popular as it is.
So this was it.
This was it. Yeah. Because those animes you were talking about, mm-hmm. I mean, those were like late night stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Like mm-hmm. those creators and Baba, what's the guy from Cartoon Network, the president of I'm blanking out on it. But basically, you know, it wasn't until he was like, okay, we need something popular. And anime was always a huge risk. And it wasn't until shows like Sailor Moon or Dragon Ball Z came about where they're mm-hmm. like, oh, shit, this is actually working.
Okay.
So now let's add more to it. And then that's when Adult Swim started becoming a thing. And they added more, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Inuyasha and Cowboy Bebop, right?
Right, the whole Saturday Night Block.
Yeah, and all that stuff, yeah.
Okay. But, well, like I said, man, it's hard to get somebody to come because people were recommending this to us like this was going to convert us in a way, convert me. One guy even said, hey, you got to review this. I think this is the greatest animated movie ever made. And listen, man, let's stop and use some common sense right here real quick. You know, it's all opinion. If this is dear to you, I get that. You can't expect somebody cold to go into the middle of a three-decade-old story and all of a sudden be converted by one movie. You know, and the reason why I'm saying that is because I know for the fans out there, now for me I have to say that this is a rental, but I don't even think this is fair to even like rate it, because this is so deep into what his fandom is, to what his fans want, that it's not meant for anybody else. And maybe if you see it on the outside and you like it and you pick up on it, then hey, that's a plus. But you know, you can't. I don't even think I should even rate this, because surely for its fans out there, it's everything they want.
Yeah.
You saw it. Somebody said they saw it 2 times already.
Yeah.
In a theater. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's definitely a full price. Probably better than sex. Probably the only sex they've had. You know. But.
So by default.
Yeah.
So by default, it's better. I just think it's funny how because I get liking a niche entertainment,
mm-hmm.
but it seems that a lot of people who are fans of this, and Robert, you can tell me if I'm
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Don't really get that it's not something that everybody can just attach themselves to, that it is niche, that it has something that most people would look at and go, I don't get it.
They can't even explain it to you.
No. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know who said that to you, but this is literally someone watching Infinity Wars for the first time without any context to the prior Marvel films. So, I mean, I don't know what you were expecting, because for me, there's so much things I enjoy. The biggest thing why this got everyone excited is that Broly was never a canon character in the Dragon Ball history lore, ever. So when the creators of Dragon Ball Z, and you know, when we hear news about this character now being canon, everyone got excited, right? Because Broly is this character who's a quote-unquote legendary Super Saiyan. I won't get into it on what that means. But now we see that for the first time as a canon character. For the fans who've been watching this, especially after the events of Dragon Ball Super, knowing, okay, this is the continuation, because none of these movies were ever canon. So they were saying, well, besides the... I don't want to get into it.
See, this is what happened at the house. You know? Do you notice how both of us are just kind of looking at our shoes now? You notice how we're all just kind of tuned down, just kind of like, Martin over there thinking, shit, I want my food now. You're thinking about that curry they left in the other room.
Hey, you've been hanging out with me too long.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I mean, listen, it's like someone watching the third Star Wars and saying, I don't understand it. So you can't give them shit for it.
Did I give anybody shit for it? I did not. Okay. I will even say that I get it for the fans. I enjoy being in there with them. I don't get it, so you can't expect me even come in here and rate it that way. But I would, you know, anybody who comes up and says, hey, man, you know, I'm thinking about seeing that Dragon Ball Z movie. Are you a fan? Yes, I am. Then you take your ass on. You will enjoy it very much. And I'm not even saying I hate it. I think the movie did I'll end on this. I think the movie did a really good job at making sure that it had moments of entertainment in there for people like myself. Whether you're curious, whether you're in there with a kid, whether you're in there with a wife or a girlfriend or vice versa, you know, they tried to make sure that they put it at a good speed where, all right, you know what, we're not going to bore people. You know, we know you don't know what happened. Let's just have them start beating the shit out of each other and everybody will go home.
Did you take your wife with you to see it?
Hell no, she didn't take my wife with me to see that. I would never ask my 10 in the morning, hey, baby, wake up. Let's go see Dragon Ball.
I bet our fans, would love to see her reaction. Yeah.
You know what? Y'all wake her up and tell her to see it. You go with her. Hell no. No, you take her to see it.
I'll take her. I say, Corey told me to take it.
Okay. Only one will return. Shit, I couldn't take her to a video game convention without getting cussed out over a fucking bear. You think I'm going to take her to see Dragon Ball? No. Yeah, no. She'll be like me. And she'll be like, what the fuck is this? I'll be in the car. I'll take my wife to see this. She'll try to hitchhike home. She'll go back to Turkey.
I'll say this. I don't know about the story or anything, but when I look at least from the clips, I in the times I've watched the show, I don't like how sparse the backgrounds are. It feels like it's just anywhere.
Again, Martin, it's a preference in the animation style, too, because going to see it, I'll say right off the bat, CG is not that good, even for a 2D animated film. The animation is, you know, it's nothing that we as Americans are used to seeing as full, you know, full animation that you might see done from like Disney or something. Mm-hmm. You know, they have their limited way of doing animation. They've made the best out of it. So, you know, the animation style, man, I appeal to everybody. You know, when they're fighting, oh, it's beautiful. You know, but when they're just sitting around talking and that little square of a mouth is just flapping back and forth,
I know that. But it's just always, even the times I've watched the show, because I have at times, because I was like, I want to get into this. I want to see what everybody likes about it. But it's always, I was like, man, they just spend no time on the background. So it doesn't have a sense of being grounded in an actual place.
Again, it's just a personal choice, man. You know, a lot of these kids, they're not worried about any of that. You know, they just, they're into the, and people growing up with it. I know how dear Dragon Ball Z is to people. And I think, look, I think the movie's fine. I can't even rate it. Like I said, it's really not for me. But everybody seemed to be having fun, and I'm happy for everybody to get something that they really enjoy.
Well, Robert, as a super fan, what would you give it?
It's full price.
What's to keep it from Better Than Sex?
They retcon some things in the first third that I don't necessarily agree with. And the Goku's pretty much Superman in this story. Like, the whole story about, like, go to planet Earth and you'll become someone. I'm like, that's not how that shit happened. But for them just to kind of give people who don't know anything about the anime the cliff notes, and here, we'll give you maybe even a better streamlined one that maybe people can resonate with more, because the comparison of Goku versus Superman
is
some
geekdom
shit all the time. So that's something else that we won't get into either. But you know, the first third, I think it's a little slow. They do some things I like, but when the action, you know, cranks up in the second and third act, I mean, that's where it's at. Okay. Like, and for people who were waiting and, you know, hearing cliff notes about this stuff every day as we were getting near the date, this is what we want. Okay. This is 1,000% what we want. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think fans are definitely going to enjoy it.
All right. I'm happy.
Well, I got one last question for you, and I'll for drop sure. it.
Yes, I am a virgin.
No, nothing so nerdy as that. It's an important question.
Yeah.
In a fight, who wins, Goku or Superman?
Goku.
Why?
No. See, I know. I know. I know. I know.
Jesus Christ. When you asked that question, I just said, fuck. So don't do this. Please.
Well, hey, folks, you heard it here. It's been decided.
You heard it
now.
Here. Yeah, it's Goku. So, let's.
What I want to do is, I kind of just want to sit them all at a table and bring that question up and just sit two tables down and just watch.
And one more thing.
Just break a broom handle and set it in the middle.
No, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Yeah, no, I hope nobody's offended. I did enjoy it. And it was cool sitting in there with a bunch of fans who enjoyed it. It's a, you know, I will tell you this, Dragon Ball helped me know the nature of why cinema is important as a social event.
Okay.
I think that's about as eloquent as I can put that.
Okay, all right.
It's about time I got a chance to fight.